Yes, we had a meeting with all the Oireachtas board members on Friday last in Stranorlar, and we were informed by John Hayes and the HSE team that there is an application currently in with HICWA now to look at investment in both Stranorlar and Remelton, approximately $4 million it will take to satisfy HICWA requirements and to ensure that the long-term viability and long-term sustainability of both hospitals are met. And it's important at this stage that the work of all the campaign groups that have been very, very involved in this, and I want to acknowledge the SOS group for their vigilance, their constant campaigning on this. But as far as I'd be concerned, while the application's in, we have to be ever more vigilant now to ensure that the funding is directed to both these facilities. And in conjunction with that, there still is an ongoing analysis in relation to Lifford Hospital. And from my meeting with staff and the GPs on site in Lifford, I've been very, very clear, and I've been very, very clear to the HSE all along that there still is a long-term viability potential for Lifford, and I think we should not take the focus off that. I think it's a hospital that, yes, there are issues around long-term, but the solutions it provides in relation to respite, step down and convalescence that we should look really, really strongly and clearly about ensuring that we keep that as a long-term viability option as well.
So is this news a firm guarantee that the services, particularly in Stranorlar and Remelton, will be retained as they are?
As far as I'd be concerned, I think the campaign has ensured that the Radigan's report was commissioned. Obviously, if the Radigan's report had have said that there is no long-term solution to this, it would have indicated that. But the report is clearly basing its information on long-term CSO population projections. It's also looking at the location of the hospitals, and it's also looking at the new hospital in Letterkenny, the new community hospital, where there will be a design team appointed in the very near future. So there is, with the statistics, with the long-term ageing population and future projections, that there will be a need for these hospitals and a new one. And I think it's important to point out again that the advocacy provided at a community level ensured that that message was heard by the HSE, and now it is the job of all politicians on all sides to ensure that we deliver on the funding that has been requested through HICWA. That formal process has begun, and it's important that we work towards a solution.